because freedom and liberty are not a spectator sport. We welcome you to Movers and Shakers with Stacy Ann, broadcasting and webcasting and defending liberty guaranteed by our Constitution. And now here's Stacy Ann.
Oh, good morning to you, liberty-loving friends. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann, and I am thrilled to be with you on this Saturday morning. In fact, wow, what a beautiful day. I am still in the Black Hills of South Dakota. In fact, I'm heading Oregon bound. Lord willing, I'll be on the ground some point tonight, and looking forward to being back among my friends there in Oregon, fighting for liberty and fighting for our rights given to us by God Almighty, guaranteed by the Constitution. And I'm excited about today's show. I want to share with you a few things. Of course, our friends at NorthwestObserver.com, they have some great updated articles. Too many to mention in the time that we have this morning, but I want to encourage you to put that on your list to check out the articles. And one of them is our friend, Representative Bill Post. Many of us were a few weeks ago shocked to learn that he has moved out of the area into Las Vegas, and we were wondering, what is he going to do? Is he going to continue to keep his post, even though physically he and his wife took a job in, I don't know, maybe not Las Vegas, actually in Nevada, I believe. But he has moved, and now he has made a statement, and he said, this article says last month, Representative Bill Post, Republican of Kaiser, announced he will not be running for re-election in 2022. Now he's announced his resignation from the legislature and his position as state representative for House District 25, Kaiser, St. Paul, and Newburgh, effective November 30th. This is what he says. When I first decided I would not run for re-election, I had not made a decision about whether I would finish my term of office because I misunderstood the residency requirements for being in office. My intent was to be open with my constituents about my move out of state and take the steps and let them know that I'd be taking to continue to fulfill my duties for the rest of my term to the best of my knowledge and ability. After further discussions with an election attorney and talking over with my wife, it appears it's best action I can take for my district and my family is to resign before my term is over and give my successor a chance to serve during the 2022 short legislative session. And I say, a great job, Representative Bill Post. I think that is a really bold move and a good move to take. I think, as you know, it's so challenging in Oregon as a Republican to get elected anyway, but having that advantage as an incumbent, someone that the party, the local folks have an opportunity to put forth and work towards getting them in that position in time is so very important. And so you can find this link. I'm going to put it on our KSLM radio Facebook page. I'll also have it in the show plan. You can check it out, but I encourage you to go to Northwest Observer and look at the array of articles, anywhere from redistricting to Representative Bill Post to talking about the numbers about COVID and what's really happening with the breakthrough cases. Lots of good information to empower you. And again, it's about having those influential conversations with the persuadables around you, right? Being equipped, not just making statements and not having the information behind it. That validates and can move people, equipping them, because that's the biggest complaint we have about the progressives and the leftists is they just take talking points, right? And then they throw them out there and we're supposed to believe them. In fact, I kind of got a chuckle this morning. I was here with my parents sipping coffee and we were watching Fox News and watching Biden's tribute. Yes, tribute to the fallen police. And I thought, how can anybody even stand up there when they've been so big about defunding our police and him talking and making all of these points? And I'm still thinking, how can we even trust this person who has worked so hard in such a short time to insult every person in America? I was having a hard time and I had to leave the room, to be honest with you, because I was commenting back to the TV as if Biden can hear me, right? My parents were getting a chuckle out of it. And it reminds me of this verse, or this actually quote from Thomas Jefferson I wanted to share with you this morning. The Constitution of most our states and the United States assert that all power is inherent in the people, that they may exercise it by themselves, and that it is their right and duty to be at all times armed. And, you know, we think about the assault on our Second Amendment, our First Amendment, all the constitutional guarantees to our freedom. I think it's timely. And I'm excited to have this guest on the show with me today, who also resides from the beautiful Black Hills of South Dakota. And I had an opportunity to be guest on his show earlier this week. This man is a friend of mine, and I want to just give a little bio background on him because I think it lays a beautiful foundation to the discussion we're going to have today. Shad Olson is an Emmy-winning investigative journalist, published fiction author, radio host, and commodities futures trading analyst from Black Hawk, South Dakota. In 1995, Shad lived and studied in the nation of China, gaining valuable perspective on the comparative political and economic strategies of the emerging Chinese Communist Empire. Information he used to sound an early alarm about the coming Chinese domination of the American political process. His fiction has been published in New Yorker Magazine and Vanity Fair. His journalism has appeared in conservative publications, including the Epoch Times, Big League Politics, and National File. In January 2020, Shad Olson's investigative work unveiled the secret world of gain-of-function virology research and the origins of COVID-19 as an exported bioweapon created in the United States and transferred to the BSL-4 laboratory in Wuhan, China. His daily radio show and written investigative work can be found at ShadOlsonShow.com. Shad, thank you for joining me today. I know we're not going to have near enough time to tackle all the topics that I have for you and I to discuss, but first of all, let's start with, how are you today?
Stacey, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. It's a beautiful, after kind of a snowy early arrival of winter week in the Black Hills. You were here for that, and you've seen that come and go. It's just a beautiful sunshiny day in Black Hawk, South Dakota, and I'm very happy to be with the listeners in Oregon.
Well, and you know, your information and the work that you've done in journalism, I know I've talked, and my listeners know I've talked at length about kind of the mainstream media and how it's kind of a stage and it's all prescribed in a sense. And dare you go against, you know, the powers that be to actually report what's happening in real time. You have a price to pay for that. And you have a story. Give our listeners a little background about kind of your shift from mainstream journalism to investigative conservative radio that you do now.
Well, I've been either a radio or journalism started early for me. I was 16 years of age and took part in a local community theater event in my hometown of North Platte, Nebraska. And one of the people in attendance for that that play was the manager of the local radio station. He called my parents home on the Saturday following opening night on the stage and asked me to come down and read some news copy. And so I did that, and there on the spot, he offered me my first job in broadcasting. So I guess the Lord had doors to open, but I also tell people that I followed the path of least resistance. I've worked in that ever since to some degree or another, and it's been a long journey. But as you know, in April of 2010, I was basically Black Hills' answer to Ron Burgundy. I was the nightly news anchor and number one rated news personality in the Black Hills of South Dakota for over a decade. And then a funny thing happened in April of 2010. I was asked to give a speech that I'd given to civic groups and even high school commencement gatherings on several occasions prior. And I gave that same speech to a Tea Party gathering in Memorial Park to about 3,000 people. And you know that story very well. I was summarily suspended from my anchor position in Rapid City, South Dakota, and I eventually had to resign my position and follow a different path as a result of simply giving a speech about the Constitution and the importance of the transcendent accomplishment in human government that our form of government, this grand republic, has been. I was removed from the airwaves because that was considered to be a partisan speech. And it was a tortuous process, literally tortious interference by my employer. There was a lawsuit that followed that. I eventually returned to the local television airwaves a couple of years later and took their competition to number one in the market in the evening news rankings. And I'm now finished with mainstream media, you know, and your listeners know what happened to the mainstream media and what's been progressively happening, and the burning down of if they had a shred of credibility left, it's long since been consumed in a Viking funeral. We call those a Pyrrhic immolation of any credibility the mainstream media had. And so I'm ashamed of what's happened to the avocation and the discipline that was my life's work. But I'm very thankful that God's given me opportunity to continue to be a journalist and to actually tell the truth outside the realms of the dictatorial edicts of what passes for the Mockingbird Press, that the Mockingbird Central Intelligence Agency news outlets in America that are presently waging the most effective psychological warfare campaign against this population that we've seen in American history. And if we don't stop them, the information and disinformation they put into play will be to the destruction of this nation. And certainly it's been very effective in propping up this illegitimate Joe Biden embarrassment of a presidency.
Well, and what I appreciate about you and what was so a drastic shift back in 2010 and then even other bumpy things that had happened in regards to in the media and telling the truth and the, early on, you're the first person I personally know that had been canceled. You were canceled before they started doing it the last year and a half. And it just is fruit of a progressive leftist narrative that if you don't toe the line and the few owners of these media outlets, if you don't follow their prescribed narrative, you're out. You don't get to play. But in my opinion, they did you a favor, Shad, and they did the American people and patriots a favor by promoting you in a sense to go and be who you're meant to be and designed by God by investigating, finding the truth. And I'm so very thankful for that in your life, and watching you grow in this area has been a privilege as a friend. And I've had an opportunity to have you speak on so many different issues. You and I have touched on the need for active fathers and the alienation of fatherhood. You've been a speaker at a fundraising banquet when I ran a pregnancy help center. You have been so articulate in getting information out to people, but not only that, what's so very important to me, Shad, is you've been able to empower people to do something. And when we come back here in a minute, I want you to talk to us a little bit about what you see as ways or maybe pathways that people can continue to take to resist this big tidal wave that's trying to overwhelm us and take over our country. I'll give you a little bit time to talk about that and think about that when we come back after this break. Folks, we've got to do what we can do to stay engaged in the process. And I know it's extremely frustrating. In fact, I visited with folks that went to the board meeting, the Salem-Keizer board meeting last week, last Tuesday. And it was overwhelming, the intimidation. They brought busloads of people from out of the area to stand and cause intimidation to people trying to get in and speak, the locals. And this is an orchestrated event going on, not just in Oregon, all over the country. And we need to stand strong. We're going to break, friends. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann. We'll be back.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to
move it. Returning now to more of Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann.
Good morning, liberty-loving friends. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Glad to be hanging out with you on this Saturday, broadcasting live and reminding you that we can make a difference. In fact, you know, even the title of the show came from one of you, my friend Avis. She's a wonderful listener, and she's always grabbing the links to the show and sending them out to friends and having them listen in and tune in to get the information so that they can be aware and active in making a difference in our communities. And I am pleased to have with you and I today, Shad Olson. He has this Shad Olson Show, and you can go and find it at the shadolsonshow.com. And it's a radio program, and he is so well equipped to help us kind of wade through all of the noise and the narrative to find the truth so that we can be equipped and do something that's most effective. And right before the break, Shad, I had asked you to enlighten us, encourage us somehow with ways that you know or you have witnessed or you've found to be most effective in our communities to make a difference? I know that's a kind of a loaded question, but I'm pitching to you. There you go.
Well, Stacey, I appreciate the breadth of the question itself. I want to focus just a little bit, and let's jump in the Wayback Machine and kind of put everything that we're seeing happen in terms of current events into proper perspective. I think it's lost at times what a reversal of fortune the last 2 years have brought, not just for the United States, but for the world. If we go back to 2019, early fall of 2019, Donald Trump's trade war against the nation of China had been so stunningly effective. The Chinese debt-to-GDP ratio, which was a very healthy 40% in 2015, that means if you compare the totality of what they owe for their national debt versus their gross domestic product on a per annum basis, that number was at 40%. Mm. That is an extraordinarily healthy number, and it was testimony to the degree to which the saboteur policies of United States geopolitics over the past four decades had worked marvelously in enriching China and impoverishing the United States. We'd seen the exodus of 70,000 American factories to China and Mexico and Indonesia and Thailand, et cetera, et cetera. Donald Trump was able to reverse that to such an extent that their debt-to-GDP ratio went from 40% in 2015 to 520% by November of 2019.
Wow.
Well, what happened in November of 2019? Well, we saw a couple of things. Chinese Premier Xi Jinping signaled a willingness to come to the trade table and was willing to, he was symbolically waving the rhetorical white flag. He said, we can't take any more. We want an end to the Donald Trump tariffs. We're ready to negotiate. This has to stop because you're crushing the Chinese economy. And that was absolute honesty. But what was not honest was China's willingness to bargain, because at the very same time, they were already, I believe, releasing the COVID-19 bioweapon to scuttle the global economy, destroy the American economy, and Donald Trump's trade war against China, and more than that, put into place the unusual and extreme circumstances that were going to allow the rigging and stealing of the 2020 American presidential contest. And of course, that's exactly what happened. We have seen not just in the rise of Joe Biden, but over the course of the totality of these recent decades, we've seen the positioning of the United States at the very precipice of the Grecian abyss. Mm-hmm. What do I mean by that? Well, I'm talking about the end of the U.S. dollar as world reserve currency, and that's what we've seen starting to be talked about and starting to be implemented with this $37 trillion liquefaction. Our national debt is now so crushing. There is no possible way for us ever to repay it. More than that, there is a shrinking opportunity for us to even be able to service that debt on an annual basis, and that means we are headed for default. In the news, they talk frequently about, you know, the lawmakers are going to default because they're not willing to extend the debt ceiling. You heard the Democrats talking about things like, well, mm-hmm. we're the adults in the room because we want a higher debt ceiling and we want to raise the debt limit, and we're the ones willing to, quote-unquote, pay the bills. Reality is, it is no longer possible for the United States to pay the bills. And what that's going to mean, circling back to what Stacey's asking about, is we are about to enter an unprecedented time. If you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, you have never seen or lived through an event that is about to take place, and that is the total devaluation of the American currency and replacement on a global basis of the U.S. dollar as the line of demarcation, the node of demarcation in the commodities markets, with something else, and that's going to reduce the buying power of the American dollar, and it is going to be a catastrophic, it is going to be the most significant geopolitical event in our lifetimes. It's going to drastically reduce the buying power of the dollar. And so when we talk about being effective in your local community, I think first and foremost we have to be prepared on an individual basis to survive and to endure what is about to come. And that is a forced era of scarcity, and an era, a scarcity model, whether we talk about scarcity of goods and services and the breakdown of the supply chain, or even scarcity of response time for your local police and fire departments. We see the firing of all these local first responders, airline pilots, all the rest of it. This is the deliberate destruction of the American economy, and it's going to make it possible. It's going to make it so that you're not even able to mount a political response or political resistance, because you're not going to have the resources necessary to make that stand and to fight. And so I say it frequently to my listeners, you are only as free as your resources will allow you to be. And we're very quickly coming on a time when that scarcity is going to be used to extract political compliance across the spectrum and across the board against the American population. And that means you and your family have to be prepared for what's coming. And if you're not prepared, all of this other conversation about what you're going to do politically or otherwise is really a moot point.
That is exactly why I want you on the show today to talk about these issues and what we can do to stay prepared individually. And that's exactly what our founding fathers wanted us to do. Take individual responsibility, take care of us and our family first, and then we can take care of our community. I so appreciate your insight. We're going to continue the conversation after this, friends. You're listening to Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this. Be sure to grab this podcast link at kslm.news and share it with your friends. It'll be up on the site later on this afternoon. We'll be back after this.
Returning now to more of Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann.
Hello, liberty-loving friends. I'm Stacey Ann. Glad to have you tuning in on this Saturday. And we are continuing the discussion about standing for our liberty and being completely aware and alert of what's going on, making sure that we're taking this information and we're getting as prepared as we can be for ourselves, our families, and our community. And I want to give a shout out and a thank you to Capital Pawn for being a show sponsor. If you're looking to pawn, get a loan, trade, get a hold of Capital Pawn, cappawn.com. You can give them a call at 503-383-1394. Continuing the discussion with Shad Olson. He has his own radio show. You can find it at shadolsonshow.com. And he has been a great friend all these years. I've had an opportunity and been blessed to watch the Lord really bless him and expand his territory and his influence. And right before the break, he was really laying it out flat, what we need to do, what we need to prepare for as a global, what's going on globally that is affecting us locally. And I have to say, watching the news this morning, and I have to be honest, I don't consume a lot of news, not a lot of cable news, not a lot of mainstream news. I pick where I go for my news sources and information. And here at Mom and Dad's over the last couple weeks, I've got a fair taste of news. And someone, and I couldn't catch who said this morning in this whole, oh my goodness, all these ships are at bay outside the West Coast and different places down in the Southern Coast, and they can't come in because, you know, no one's working, and oh my, we're not going to have Christmas, your toys, you're not going to be able to get your toys at Christmas. And in all of this discussion, someone piped up with this new name for Biden. You ready for it? Maybe you heard it yourself. Bear Shelf Biden. Not only is he building bullies, better bullies, he's now Bear Shelf Biden. And I am so, I've put a couple of posts on my Facebook page to my closest friends and those who are on there, like, you know, this whole Christmas thing anyway, I've had an issue with about the marketing and the merchandising of Christmas anyway, and such a distraction to what's really coming down the pike, the gas increase in pricing, the loaf of bread, the eggs, the milk, all of those things that we are starting to feel in our day-to-day budget. But it's just a indicator, and I think people are still somewhat asleep, of how this could look by Christmas time or the first of the year. Continue the conversation with us about what you're seeing and the indications and indicators you're seeing.
Well, Stacey, one of the most important things I think we can do is to maintain the accurate perspective about what it is that's happening. It's so easy to think that this is Democrat ineptitude and it's simply, you know, more of the same and the failures of their policies. We know that Democrat policies do not function and do not work. But what we need to understand in casting this in the proper relevance is to realize we don't, these people don't deserve the luxurious defense of ineptitude and incompetence in what they're doing. All of this, every single bit of it, is intentional. It is by design. It is sabotage of the American nation. And not only that, they wrote about this 50 years ago in a theory that widely publicized in leftist circles as the pathway to a communist authoritarian superstate in the United States. They said, all we need to do is put in place an entitlement and welfare state and then overburden that with a swelling of the ranks of the impoverished to the point that we collapse the entirety of the system, and then we will be able to replace the American government and the free market capitalist system with anything that our hearts desire. The name of that theory, it's named after the two college professors which wrote it and which put it forward, folks like Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn and Barack Obama. All of these people have studied at the knee of this theory, and it was known as Cloward and Piven. It was advanced by Dr. Richard Cloward and Francis Fox Piven, Columbia University, back in the 1960s. They wrote this out. It is published verbatim. You can look this up and read it for yourself. If you're not familiar with this already, you need to familiarize yourself with the concept because it's being played out in front of your very eyes. This is Cloward and Piven. It is the fulfillment of the destruction of the American system, and it's an intentional injection of scarcity into what has been not just the finest permutation of human governance in the history of the planet, which is our U.S. Constitution and Republic, but we have been the most prosperous example of Adam Smith's concept of free market capitalism ever seen on planet Earth. Partially that's because of divine providence and the blessing of God and the hand of God in his protection over this nation, but it's also because what we've allowed to happen here in America in this great melting pot society has been the pursuit of human liberty and the outworking of that freedom and liberty in the pursuit of happiness, which is a rule which basically says anything that you believe you're capable of, you have the right to pursue. You mm-hmm. want to take your time, talent, and volition and make yourself into whatever it is that you think you can be. You get to reap the rewards for that hard work. The sweat of your brow, however you invest that, you get to be whoever it is that you think you can be in the United States. That has been the American birthright, and that's the essence of the American dream that we're seeing rapidly replaced now with universal basic income and, well, these COVID quote-unquote stimulus checks, which are teaching people that they're going to get their bread regardless of whether they work or not. We know what the good book says about that. He who does not work, neither shall he eat. And when the government says that they're going to feed you regardless of whether you work or not, you need to be very concerned and very frightened about what that is and what they plan to do with that kind of power. The scarcity of the present model is intentional. Every single authoritarian communist society in history has used scarcity to do what? Well, they use it to reward those who comply with their ideology, and they use it to punish, impoverish, and starve to death those who do not obey. And that's exactly what's coming for the American system. If you don't take the vaccines, which aren't vaccines, by the way, they are gene therapy, and we could get into that into greater detail. We'll spare that for just the moment. If you don't take the vaccines, you don't get to have a job. If you don't believe in the Biden regime, you don't get to have a job. If you don't comply with the climate change model and all of the pathological theorizing out of the mouth of Greta Thunberg and AOC, if you don't believe that bartenders should be setting our climate policy, you don't get to work. This is the new compliance model, and they're going to use this intentional scarcity throughout the system to reward those who obey and to punish those who don't. And that's the whole reason for the collapse of the society that we see in this present moment.
The most interesting thing for me this last couple weeks has been from Jen Psaki, or I guess people are calling her Peppermint Patty these days. She was coming out in full attack at the school board level, saying that the Department of Justice is going to come after parents who stand up at the school board level. I never thought in all those days that I sat in college and even in high school in history, and you're looking at how this is to play out. You know, you have the executive branch, and you have, you know, the judicial branch and the congressional part and the balance of power and all of those things in government. How, when you and I were studying, how the textbooks have changed so much, and you can see, looking back now, the grooming of this generation who has so, yes, in the inner part of Portland, and we've seen it in Salem. We even saw it in a school board meeting this last week in the Salem-Keizer area, where they ship these kids in to bully and intimidate and make threats. And they find some kind of power in it. You can see the manipulation through technology. And it's all a big playbook, you said, written in the 60s. And folks, if you're just realizing this, if you're just understanding this, I encourage you to wake up, get your notebook, start tuning in, because there is a lot to learn. And the difficulty and the challenge that we're under, Shad, is we cannot make a plan strategically and wait and have all our committee meetings and make a plan to implement it. It's like some of these plans are moving as things are shifting and changing. The best thing to do would be what in your mind?
Well, that's been one of my, I guess, pet peeve would be the most accurate thing I could say about it. As patriots, we tend to be so guileless at times that we're sometimes two or three narratives behind what's happening in current events. And so we just get to the point of realizing, and when I say we, I don't mean me, I'm sorry, I mean I mean the preponderance of the Patriot movement in the United States. We have a nasty habit of just showing up to a fight about the time that there's nothing that can be done to win it. Mm-hmm. And we have to be able to anticipate, and we have to be better prepared to meet the enemy on the enemy's terms. And when I say enemy, I don't just mean the demo-communists are in the process of trying to burn down the United States. I want to inject a concept in between your ears about the reality of where it is we are. Republican lawmakers in America were nearly shot to death and massacred on a baseball diamond in Washington, D.C. Rand Paul has had his life not just threatened, but he's had attempts on his life repeatedly over the course of the last 5 years. We are not in a cold civil war and civil conflict in America. We have long since transitioned into a hot war. Antifa and BLM have promised they are going to destroy patriots. They call us Nazis. They're in the process of dehumanizing us. They're in the process of labeling us. And now they have the Department of Justice under Merrick Garland referring to all of us as domestic insurrectionists, white supremacist terrorists. And if you're somebody who spoke out at your school board meeting because the local dictatorship was masking your children and was force-feeding them anti-white racism and bilge and communist bilge into their little minds, and you showed up to protest about that, you have now been labeled, and you're in the process of being dehumanized. They are positioning this culture to go after patriots and anybody who dissents against this communist, autocratic, authoritarian, totalitarian governmental shift. We're in the midst of a Marxist coup, and they have already lazed, in military parlance, they have already lazed the target. Lazing the target is when you put a laser beam on the target so that the smart weapon is able to find its way directly on target and make the kill. And I'm using very strong language, but I do it purposely as metaphor and as analogy to tell you exactly where it is that we are. Patriots cannot afford to still be doing homework and trying to figure out forests for trees at this very moment. You've had in the Northwest, and I think about Portland, I think about Seattle, I think about that beautiful part of the nation. I grew up in the state of Nebraska. We knew about the Oregon Trail and where it ended there in the beautiful Willamette River Valley, and one of the most picturesque places in our nation, not unlike the Black Hills of South Dakota, where I'm fortunate to live, where Stacy has resided as well. This wonderfully beautiful and blessed by God nation is being ripped apart at the seams by a conflict that is spiritual as much or more than political. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and the forces of darkness in high places. And I say it to my listeners all the time, this is not a political battle, and there are no political solutions to spiritual problems. So you asked me about preparing. I would, as I do daily or weekly on my show, I would beg patriots and believers across this nation to be on their knees begging God for a reprieve for this nation. Unless there is a miracle, unless there is a miraculous move of the Holy Spirit across this nation, there is no, in my opinion, there is no possibility of averting full-blown civil conflict in the United States. They have primed it. They have loaded it ideologically. They have separated us into opposing camps. And they're in the process of calling every patriot a criminal, every person who's a constitutionalist and a Trump supporter, where they are referring to us by the same terms that were used to delineate and dissect German society in the 1930s prior to the extermination of the Jews, and it will end no differently here. We need a miracle of God.
And the good thing is we serve a God that's not surprised by this, but what are we going to do about it? I so appreciate that. We're going to go to break, friends. We'll be back and continue the conversation after this. You're listening to Movers and Shakers with Stacy Ann today. Chad Olson will be back.
Returning now to more of Movers and Shakers with Stacy Ann.
Hello, Movers and Shakers, liberty-loving friends. I'm Stacy Ann, glad to be hanging out with you. And I want to thank Rebecca Donaldson for being a show sponsor. She was voted the best of Willamette Valley as a broker in our Willamette Valley. And if you are looking for a home, if you're looking for an upgrade, I encourage you to give her a call. 503-269-0747 or go online to RebeccasGotHouses.com. We're continuing the conversation today with my friend Chad Olson. And Chad, I just have to say thank you for how you have added value in my life, how you have been not only before I knew you on my nightly news and informing me as a community member, and certainly been supportive of pro-life and certainly patriotic movements in the community, but also nationally what you're doing now, speaking to these global things that are going on that have a direct impact. And I think people have just been so busy building their American dream, not really being involved politically, just building, just working, taking care of their family. They have lost track. They have stayed out of the arena. It, particularly Christians, I have seen, they're just like, oh, I don't want to get into dirty politics. And they have abandoned over the last 60 years their role and their call to stay engaged, to occupy until the Lord comes. And right before our break, we were talking about lest there be a miracle of God. We are on course that has been built. It's a playbook that they don't even hide anymore as to where they want to see America go. And what separates us from what's going on in Canada, in fact, Pastor Arter, who had been in the Pacific Northwest, attacked by Antifa, been all over the country, he made ground within this last week back to Canada. And as soon as his feet were on the ground, they arrested him again. And Canada, Australia, no one on earth has the Constitution like we do. And this is a frontal attack on our Constitution and that guard that we have by our founding fathers to protect our liberty that was given to us by God himself. And so it's a direct attack on those who believe in God and Jesus Christ, and that we have our faith in him. And Chad, you had put it out there for us, and it's just almost, I want to say it's almost like, the baton has been passed on to our generation. What are we going to do about it? What are we going to tell our children and our grandchildren what we were doing in the past during this time to fight for liberty? You had talked a little bit about getting on our knees, and this really is a spiritual battle. I want you to share a little more on that and your insight and talk to us a little bit about what we can do and where we can stay equipped. You talked about the practical things. Let's talk about some spiritual things.
Well, Stacy, the enemy knows that if we are a people that is unified in our desire not just to be prosperous in America, but also to be good, that there's no possibility to serve God and to bless God with our lives. The enemy knows that they can't win. Alexis de Tocqueville, back even in the Victorian age, he came back to came to England and he made a report to the Queen, and she said, "What is the secret of America's success?" And Alexis de Tocqueville famously, you probably know the quote, everybody does, said that America is great because America is good. And if America ever ceases to be good, America will, in short order, cease to be great. And we've watched that. We've literally, over the course of our lifetimes, we've watched the softness of our comforts and all of the material successes and excesses. We've seen those contribute to basically the decline in our society into a softness. and an apathy and a largesse that has allowed the enemy to take over the power centers of this culture that are necessary to be able to chart the future. And that's what we're fighting against now, this long history of abdication of these power centers, where you talk about media, you talk about politics, you talk even about science. We have given those areas over to the enemy because there's been so much corruption. The average person and even Christian people look at the seamy, maggot-infested underbelly of the political process, and they don't want to have anything to do with it. They viscerally and very naturally recoil from the ugliness of what happens in Washington, D.C. Problem is that has allowed the entrenchment of this corrupt bureaucracy that is now seeking to destroy us, destroy the family once and for all, destroy the Christian church, and destroy the model of prosperity that has allowed us to be a free and prosperous and a fearsome people that is capable of standing in our own defense and has over all these decades. This is a rewriting of American culture and society in a way that can only lead to our destruction. We have to pray that their plans be thwarted, and at this point, I'm only directing people to pray for personal guidance in their own lives and in the lives of their family, and to pray for a revival in America, confessing the sins of our nation and bringing us to a point where we can see clearly what it is that God would have us do.
And the beautiful message of the gospel, doesn't matter, friends, where we've been, the decisions we've made, our sins and shortcomings, that when we ask the Lord for forgiveness, He forgives us. He promises that in His word. We've got to pick up the Bible as our roadmap to life, and we've got to trust that He does forgive us as far as the East is from the West. And we can hear from Him, and He can direct our steps. And, you know, Shad, we haven't really touched much, and we've got just about a minute left, but you wrote a really amazing book, and it's a collection of short stories, Tales from the Red Rooster Cafe. And what I love about that is you've captured an Americana feel with great stories that impact our lives. Where can folks get your book?
Tales from the Red Rooster Cafe is available at Barnes & Noble, barnesandnoble.com, walmart.com, and of course, if you choose to give them your business or don't, amazon.com as well. But that's some of the collected favorites of my short fiction career, many of them nationally published and collected into one anthology for people to be able to peruse. First story, if you read nothing else in that book, read the first story. It's called The Waiting Room, and it talks about the pro-life struggle, and it also talks about the reunion that awaits the unborn as they're slaughtered mercilessly by abortion in the United States and around the world, and what it's like for them to be reunited with their creator.
And it is a beautiful book, and it would be a great, I'm talking about getting back to basics at Christmas. If you're looking for a great book for a loved one at Christmas, I'd encourage you to pick this up. I'm looking forward to spending some time digging in. I know that first story. I'm looking forward to digging into the others. Shad, I so appreciate your time today, and you and I, we could talk at length for hours. Like I said, we almost need our own show to delve into these topics, because again, you kind of shoot straight, and I'm kind of the grace in the middle, aren't we? We make a great team, I think.
You're gifted with the softness and the kindness and the winsome spirit that God didn't see fit to bless me with, Stacy. But I just want to bless you and encourage you in what it is you're doing, especially there behind enemy lines, so to speak, in the People's Republic of Oregonia. Mm-hmm. We just send a blessing out to everybody who's standing in the gap, and that patriot remnant and Christian remnant that's fighting back against this present darkness.
Well, we certainly appreciate the prayers and the encouragement, Shad. And I want to remind our friends that you can tune in to Shad Olson. You can go into his website at go right to shadolsonshow.com. He has wonderful, not only his radio shows and broadcasts, but you can also see his writings and things that have been articles that he has, news articles and his investigative reporting. Shad, God bless you, friend. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to connecting with you again real soon. Take care.
Thank you, Stacy.
Thank you for tuning in, friends, to Movers and Shakers with yours truly, Stacy Ann. Don't forget to grab the link at kslm.news, share it with your friends and family, and you can always send me an email and your feedback. I love it. Send it to Stacy, Stacey, at kslm.news. God bless you. Remember, over, around, under, or through, there's nothing too big for our God in you. We can become overcomers. Have a great day.